the Knoxbury Community Kitchen our community dinner tonight.
It's 5:30 in the evening, and John Hunnigan is welcoming folks to the basement of the Central Congregational Church.
Tonight we've got a great meal. It's a chicken fricassee. We've got peas and carrots.
They're about to dig into a tasty, free meal, courtesy of the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen, or KPCK.
We really want to thank a big hand to our chef, Steve Henderson, and Laura Lytle. If without them, they spend so many times.
Steve Henderson is retired after a long career as a chef. When the KPCK got started, Henderson knew it was time to return to the kitchen.
This has been a great opportunity because I have time on my hands now, and I know there's a need.
Fellow cook Laura Lytle says that need was evident one night when she noticed a KPCK diner trying to stretch his meal by setting aside a portion of it for another day.
And I thought, you know, why don't you eat that cauliflower now? And we have this extra, so why don't we just give this to you? Now, to me, that's what, when people come in and they just, I don't know, they kind of melt your heart when you see that some people really don't have a vegetable to their name.
That need is what led to a group of Galesburg residents cooking up the idea for the Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. The group has applied for not-for-profit status, but is not waiting on that to get to work. KPCK started serving meals last fall. They're open to anyone of any age from any walk of life. Dinners are held on the second and fourth Thursday of the month. You might not expect much from a free meal, but diner Mark Williamson gives it a glowing review in just two words.
Good food.
Chef Steve Henderson likes to hear that.
And that's a big part of why people such as myself do what we do, is to get that compliment back, especially chef types. You know, we got to know we're making people happy.
This food will make you happy. The chicken is fall-off-the-bone tender. The vegetables are perfectly cooked. You would pay good money in a restaurant for a meal of this quality. But the food is just part of the deal. KPCK organizers also want diners to know their neighbor, to talk to each other, whether it's about their lives or to share a tip about a job or whatever. Among those sitting together and catching up on this night are Sue Smith and Jay Churn.
A lot of people probably can't go out to eat, and this gives them an out, so I think that's good.
I agree. It's a good way to get out, and also if you don't want to cook that night, you can come and have a good meal and good fellowship.
KPCK is a bit of a community itself. There were about 30 volunteers for this meal. Each had plenty to do. Some helped prep plates, others washed plates. Many of the volunteers worked the room, making sure the diners had enough food and coffee and were enjoying a good time. KPCK members have taken turns over the months coordinating the volunteers. Tonight, Joel Ward is in charge.
And that is an awful lot of work, actually. An amazing amount of work.
Yet, as you could hear in his voice, he enjoys doing it.
I think it's something we definitely need in Galesburg, and I like doing concrete things. There was a lot of thought, a lot of philosophy behind this, a lot of discussion, but it was all leading up to doing something real, and it's very satisfying. It's like building something.
Building something like this cost money. There is no charge to the diners, but food is not free. KPCK is hoping for donations, large and small, from individuals and businesses, anyone who also believes in building a better community. Joel Ward says even the simple things make these meals well worth it.
My favorite part is the sound of it all. I really like the sound of the dishes, the cutlery, and the people talking.
As 7 o'clock rolls around, the basement is clearing out. The community has been fed, as have the volunteers. There is still food left over. It won't go to waste. Chef Steve Henderson says it will be donated to the Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center in Galesburg. It's another example of how Knox Prairie Community Kitchen is building a better community, one meal at a time. Rich Egger reporting.